What's poppin', part two, people? Yeah. Energized by an exciting part one, starring my old friend Zip.
That was great.
I know. It'd be a lot of fun if he can come down for a couple days. It'd be a blast to do a couple shows.
Yeah.
I was surprised between us we remembered as much stuff as we do.
Well, he's probably thinking of things that, like you did after you hung up, that you meant to ask him about.
Yeah. Oh, God dang it. I meant to ask you in the break what the Judy story was, but I didn't ask you, so you didn't tell me, so I'll never
You'll
know.
You'll just suffer for another hour.
I'll never know.
And tomorrow, Trudy will be here. Trudy was there at the beginning, too. And Mark Patrick, TC from Skycrib 101, has been located.
That's awesome. Ooh,
yeah, I know. I'm really excited about that. TC, first of all, his son is Drew Storen. Mm-hmm. Who's pitching in the major leagues, so I know he's loving life. And he did Bobby Knight, he did Keith Jackson, he did Howard, he did Marge Schott, he did Lou Holtz, he did Bob Hope, and he does them all so well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just nails voices. Can't wait to talk to Mark. It's been a long time, probably about 15 years. And I don't know what he's doing either. I think he's still on TV. I thought he was.
I think the last time he came up, we were talking about him. Was he on satellite doing a baseball show?
Yes, he was.
Familiar?
Yeah. He was. Late at night, I think, or really early in the morning.
Yeah.
And he was on Bob and Tom's show forever in Indianapolis. I don't think they used him that much, though. They had so much else going on.
Yeah.
And donations, by the way, still coming in. Thank you. Those of you who are sending money, we're going to have to just rattle down a bunch of names one of these days.
Mm-hmm.
We're, I don't know what our goal is. Somebody was saying, why don't you have a goal? And I responded.
$7 million.
I know. I'm not sure how to make a goal because I think the goal would be too high to possibly reach.
Well, but then people give more because they want you to hit your goal.
Oh, maybe that's true.
That's why you say.
I like money.
That's why you say something like $7 million.
Well, we'll sound like greedy bastards.
I mean,
there's a lot of equipment involved. There's a lot of bills involved, and that sets you back. And then you got people who haven't been paid for 6 months. And I don't expect people to get paid for 6 months. I went into this thinking we were just having fun for a little while, and it's morphed into something possibly larger. You know, we'll see. Hopefully, 2017 will get off to a good start, and we'll. Get some real advertisers in here, and hopefully you guys can help us get to that point. We're going to still be doing it. I just don't know what the possibilities are. I think, truly, podcasting is getting very interesting. There's so many people podcasting. Some people seem to be pulling it off. I'm not sure always how they're doing it, but they are. And more people are listening to podcasts, and that's the most important thing. And I said this, too, to people that can't give or just having financial issues. Or if you're morally opposed to giving, hey, just keep listening. We need the people listening. That's the point of not doing the subscriptions, is we need the listeners, we need the bodies to have any kind of power with advertisers or anybody. So thanks to you guys. I think, Jay, can you give a monthly, if you want to give less but give every month, can you do that now?
Just got to finalize that. I'm sure that we can. There's a few people who have already set that up on their request. So what I want to do is make sure PayPal changed the process of doing that. So I just wanted to go through and verify that. But we'll either have a second button up or we'll verify how you have to do that. But PayPal made some changes to complicate that, unfortunately.
Thanks, PayPal.
Thank you. Not such a pal.
The donate button. No. The donate button is easier to find, though. It's right up at the top.
Yep.
If for some reason on your mobile you don't see it, there's a view full site
right. That
you will see. Just hit that and it'll come right up. And those of you who are hitting your donate button and it's not showing anything, you just got to hit it harder. Just really smack it. Actually, I don't know why that's happening. Like two people have said they keep hitting their donate button.
Really? Maybe that was yesterday when Jay and I were moving it around the site. changing the size.
We just got a few more donations during part one. Not bad.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Keep it coming. New news. Fulmer's the Rookie of the Year. For the American League, I wondered if that would work out because the Sanchez guy had 20 homers in 53 games, which is incredible.
53 games
exactly.
For a position player. I don't think it was that big of a surprise that he won, that Fulmer won, right?
Well,
wasn't he the odds-on favorite pretty
He
much?
Pitched so well. I mean, that one stretch he had was just amazing.
Yeah.
He should have won 16 games this year.
Well, the ERA
Yeah, 3.06 or 306.
Yeah.
It was, you know, he would have been the league leader had the season ended a week earlier, and he had enough innings. He was just a few innings shy.
He had 26 of the 31st place votes, so he won it pretty easily.
And I hope he has a great year next year. I really think he's a great pitcher. I don't think it was any kind of fluke involved. He's got the, you know, mid to high 90s fastball. He's got great command, and he's a cool cat. Do you see what he's doing in the offseason, by the way?
Plumbing.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Digging ditches.
Yeah. It's blue collar. It's great.
Well, I mean, you got to like a guy even more when you see that sort of stuff.
It's kind of probably a stress reliever for him. Keeps him in shape. It's physical.
But who would be, how many professional athletes making that kind of money would be digging ditches in the offseason?
None. Just him. He's the
obviously
only one.
He's
a rookie.
He's a rookie. He
hasn't earned his money yet.
He's obviously a very regular, grounded guy, though, which we like.
The last two Tiger right-handers to win Rookie of the Year.
Justin Verlander and the Bird.
Yep. Both in years that ended with six.
Lou Whitaker won in 85 also.
Mm-hmm.
Which was kind of weird. I was looking at that season, and he hit 285.
What year did you say?
I think 80.
No, it would have been before that. 82? Did you say 85?
I thought it was 85, but that can't be right, because that would have been the year after they won the championship, yeah, and he was a big part of that 84
team. 82 or 83?
It's got to be.
Oh, whatever.
I'll bring Lou up. He had a nice career.
I love Lou Whitaker.
Yeah, I liked him, too. You know, the year I got here, thinking back again to 91, he was probably 33, 34 years old, and he hit 28 home runs and had a really nice season. And I think he'd had a lot of injuries the year before. They weren't expecting all that much of him, but he came roaring back and really showed that power. He had a great power swing. Actually, I'm kind of surprised he didn't hit more home runs.
I think that one of the really crappy teams, didn't he lead the team in home runs?
Yeah, he did.
He led them in batting average, too, with like 269, like a real crap batting average.
They had some pretty rotten teams there for a few stretches. God, the early 90s to 2005. Ugh. And I keep hearing about this payroll, and I'm just thinking, how are you going to cut the payroll? I mean, it just makes me wonder what Mr. Ilitch is up to. Trade Miggy, that's
Trade Miggy.
I wonder if there's even a home for him.
Well, everybody keeps talking about Houston because they have money to spend.
Boston, too.
Oh, Boston now?
Well,
Ortiz is gone.
Yeah. And they've got the money.
And Dombrowski's there.
I actually think that Boston fit is really good.
Yeah, good. See ya.
But
how much are they going to have to pick up of that salary, though?
Wouldn't that be funny
about it? But you know, getting rid of them and saving any amount of money is great.
The irony of Dombrowski asking us to pick up part of that money, wouldn't that be comical?
God damn it.
I know. Yeah, no, what right. a deal. Jesus. You're it's right. The last 2 years of that thing that just kill me. If he qualify, let's see, how does he qualify? I think if at age 40 he's a top 10 MVP candidate or top 10 votes, he gets two more years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and another $30 million.
Fairly unlikely, but wow.
Whitaker was Rookie of the Year in 78.
Oh, 78? My God. Yeah. Wow. Well, that was crazy on that one. So they had the Rookie of the Year 2 out of 3 years there for 76 and 78.
And in 1991, that's not the right year. What year were they really, really bad?
They were bad in 91. I think they were bad.
He did
lose. When I got here. They were in the postseason.
They had a winning record. Well, whatever.
They didn't win the division or anything.
Now. Yeah.
The other big news of the day, sports news, Wilton Spate out.
No!
With a broken collarbone, which immediately I wondered about some of those late throws in that game.
Well, it was when he, because he was hurting.
Yeah.
But that looked like it was his left arm. I mean, it was his left arm. He fell on his left shoulder.
It might affect him a little bit, though.
Yeah, and he's had collarbone problems. I think when he was in high school, he had a surgery on it.
It's hurting me very badly.
Shoulder.
My shoulder.
My shoulder.
I mean, he's definitely going to be out for the next two games, Indiana and Ohio State.
I'm in pain all the time.
And it sounds like probably the Big Ten championship if they get there. But that, you know, John O'Korn, I'll roll with that. I mean, that's the guy everybody thought was going to start anyway.
He brings a different set of skills.
I'm kind of excited about John O'Korn, I got to say. I don't think you ever want to have your starter who's won 9 games out of 10 get injured.
But
if it had to happen, this is a good guy to have backing him up. And, of course, you've got the coach. Who better to bring along the number two guy?
Yeah, and he's had some garbage time this year.
He's 13 for 18, I think, for 111 yards and a touchdown.
It's not like he's a freshman either. I mean, he played at Houston. What did he have, over 3,500 yards at Houston? He's a little more mobile, so I wonder if you're going to see them rolling out a little bit, which this offensive line could use a little rolling out. They've kind of failed holding a pocket together.
Well, that's what intrigues me the most about him is I was reading the criticisms of him, and one of them was that he's such a good runner that he's quick to run. I didn't realize he was that good a runner.
Yeah, that's been the talk about him. He also still throws a very good deep ball, which is why, once again, a lot of people thought he was going to be the starting quarterback this year. But I think that Harbaugh liked Spate and how he moved around in the pocket and kept looking downfield, which he's gotten tremendously better at as the year went on.
Well, as I read about O'Korn, honest to God, I was thinking, I can't believe this guy didn't win the job. 28 touchdowns as a freshman. He was the conference rookie of the year.
Yeah, I wonder if he takes too many chances.
Well, he got off to a bad start his sophomore year, too. He had 6 touchdowns and 8 interceptions, yeah. I think, in the first 4 games.
So that could be where he just, you know, doesn't go through his progressions good enough where Spate does. But we'll see.
He's been around the program for a while. It's not like he's brand new to the program.
Or not redshirt, but had to sit out transfer last year. So, I'm believe it or not, I'm not too worried. I liked Wilton. I thought he's a good kid. So
definitely.
Kind of sucks that he'll be out. But at least it happened, I guess, this week as opposed to next week. So
he gets
Indiana in to see what's going on.
Yeah, build a little confidence and get his feet wet.
Make all your mistakes against them instead of the Buckeyes. So we'll see.
No, I'm really not that concerned. I don't know why, but I just didn't see Spate winning the championship. And maybe that's just me because I never believed in him when the thing started. He grew on me big time. He's had a great year, and it can not be criticized from over here. But I just couldn't see him winning at all. I just could not see it. I saw him playing a game kind of like he played against Iowa. So, I don't know, maybe this guy, maybe his upside is enough that he has a little streak, has a little run here. Who knows? Ohio State did it.
Yeah, with Cardell.
That is so incredible that happened.
It's ridiculous that it happened.
And I remember people, when it happened, people knew how talented he was and saying, oh, yeah, they can win with a third-string quarterback. And I just thought, how could someone win with their third-string quarterback?
Remember, they whipped on Wisconsin, 59-0? Yeah. So it's like, oh, okay, this guy throws the ball pretty well downfield.
He was so good, so fast. It was like, where's he been, for crying out loud? What is he doing now, by the way?
I think he's in Buffalo. Is he in Buffalo?
Is he their backup?
Let me look. I thought he was.
He, it's funny, as I got to know more about him, it seemed that he maybe was a little iffy in terms of his attitude.
Cardell?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, remember, he's the one who infamously tweeted, I ain't here to, I'm here to, what was the?
I ain't here to go to class.
Yeah. We're here to play football. The way he said it, though, was really funny.
Yeah.
I ain't here to play school or something. And then he tweeted out on Saturday, good night, Michigan football sucks. That was his tweet on this past Saturday.
Cardell?
Yeah.
Really?
Let's see, where is he?
I didn't hear anything about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, how many people follow Cardell Jones?
Do you follow him?
No, it's just one of those things that popped up.
You probably talk to people who follow him, or
Yeah.
You're in those Michigan circles.
Or whatever. Yeah, he is with Buffalo, has not played. So
okay.
Have fun with that. Which is funny, do you ever think of Connor Cook?
Very rarely.
Oh, I know.
Actually, he's back up in Oakland?
He's in Oakland, but it's like you have these guys and they dominate the college football landscape, or at least your focus around here, and then they disappear. Like Jake Rudock just disappeared, obviously.
Well, I didn't expect much out of him in the pros. He's on a pro roster, so that's good. I mean, I thought the Lions were impressed by him.
Yeah, no, he had a great preseason. Connor Cook, by the way, was the honorary captain for the Rutgers game. There were a lot of jokes about him. Hey, he's finally a captain.
Wait, Connor Cook was the honorary captain?
I think it
was. Oh, it's
one of the games.
Right. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, it was an honorary, but the joke is that he was finally a captain.
Right. Well, there were some strange things about that guy. I don't care how many times they said, no, there's nothing to that. That doesn't mean anything. It means something.
Well, certainly did.
It didn't affect the team. It didn't seem to affect his play, but it says something about him, obviously.
Yeah.
All this conversation about Twitter and Cardale Jones and blah, blah, got me thinking about, we were talking about this during the break, Oprah had tweeted out that she's hopeful for the future. And
with a picture of Trump meeting Obama.
Yes. And this was not what people wanted to hear. The people who were upset still about the election, she was excoriated. And another conversation we had was this business of people basically being told to fuck off and go to hell and you no longer matter and I don't like you because of how they voted.
Yeah.
This is wrong. It's completely nuts. I feel like it's funny. I thought when Trump was out there talking the way he talks, and granted, I'm not saying everyone should be like Donald Trump. I liked his politically incorrect manner when it wasn't something that was completely ridiculous. I just thought it was nice and refreshing to hear somebody that was not afraid to say something. And I thought, well, I wonder if that'll have an effect. And it seems the only effect it's had, or him, is that political correctness is an all-time high. You now can't say who you fucking voted for.
Yeah, but at the same time, I still think people say whatever they want now and still do. But they kind of
but they get pummeled for it.
Kind of always did on good. If it's something stupid, the voting thing's dumb. But
dumb, it's ridiculous.
I think that happens both ways. Because people give me shit because they think I voted for Hillary Clinton, which I didn't. I didn't even vote.
But it's a symptom, isn't it? Just symptomatic, though.
I didn't vote not for a statement or anything. I voted because the state makes it really hard to vote if you have to leave town within a week.
Well, it's just better you get that out now because you're going to get Kaepernick. You know what I mean?
I know. Well, I voted in the primaries and I didn't vote in the general election because I was out of town.
By the way, I read more about Kaepernick's protest non-vote. I'm so tired of him. I think he needs to shut up and play quarterback.
Okay.
Just saying.
All right.
That's what I think. I did not need to hear who he voted for or why he didn't vote for anyone, that the oppressive system would not change no matter who he voted for. That's why he didn't vote. Because the system is so oppressive that it won't change.
That's a lame reason. That's almost as lame as my reason for not voting.
No, I just thought it was annoying as hell. And first of all, I think he's wrong. You have to believe in something. If you think it's utterly hopeless, then I really don't know, what are you doing? I mean,
yeah.
It seems like you want to change your circumstances. If it's so bad you can't even vote because no matter who you vote for, the system will still oppress you. And honestly, it's hard to hear that Colin Kaepernick is so oppressed too. I just think, and I'm not trying to be common here, but most people are going to look at that and say, Colin Kaepernick, doesn't he have it? I mean, he can't be doing that bad, can he?
Along those lines of voting, you know who came out and said they voted was Nick Saban. Because did you see the story about him not knowing it was even election day?
Oh, yeah.
So because of that, he got shit for not voting or not knowing it was election day. That he's like, no, I did vote. I think he voted absentee. It's just whatever.
Did you say who he voted for so he could get wailed on again?
God, that's really interesting. I wonder who he would have voted for. You would think Trump, right? But then again,
not necessarily.
I don't know.
He's a coach of a football team that's primarily minorities.
He's in Alabama. That's probably why he wouldn't say.
You know, because the more I thought about Stan Van Gundy, the more I thought, being around that team, he may have felt he needed to speak for his players, or that his players wanted to say something, and he figured maybe he's better off just being the lightning rod.
Stan was the first. It's not just him. Steve Kerr went off. I don't know if you saw Kerr talking about it. He had a diatribe, and now the Greg Popovich went off too, saying that we are Rome, kind of the downfall. But I think that's just, you know, that's the circles they work in, and that's what they believe, which is fine.
They can believe whatever they want. I just don't like people saying that you are this. If you voted for this person, you are this, or you are a racist, or you're an asshole, or I hate you. But we've got a long way to go.
Yep.
And I'm not sure there's anything anyone can say that will make anyone change the way they feel. But I wish more people were trying. I wish we had better leadership in this country that could get out in front of something like this and calm the masses to some degree. It just doesn't seem
To that point, couldn't Trump do a press conference instead of looking at a TV and just going, stop it? Seriously, couldn't he get out and kind of address that?
I think he should. You know, he was asked about it, and I think he said the right things, but he should have a press conference. And I feel like Obama should say more. And it wouldn't hurt anything if Hillary Clinton said something.
Yeah, she's too heartbroken.
Yeah, I think she's so red-assed right now.
Oh, that story. She sounded like she was inconsolable on election night.
I think she's as inconsolable as when Elizabeth Taylor died and Michael Jackson was inconsolable. I think those two things might be close.
Yeah. Jackson's probably in more shock.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Oh, boy.
You know what's funny? Because I watched a lot of that Obama press conference today.
Boy, was he windy. Whoa.
You know what's funny? My phone does not, before you give me shit for having it, the ringer on, my phone will not silence anymore.
What?
It's my phone's so old.
Your cell phone blows.
I don't know anybody in Heber Springs, Arkansas. I'm going to answer this.
Do it.
Hello?
Do it.
Who are you?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Mark. This is Courtney with Vacation Tour and Travel. I'm calling about an entry form you filled out at the Bass Pro Shop.
Okay.
You're eligible for a very special
entry forms?
Offer, including a 3-day GNAT getaway to either Branson, the Wisconsin
Branson?
Meal, or Pigeon Forge.
Wow. Okay. How much is this going to cost me?
Which one of those sounds best to you?
Stop.
Well, any of them sound excellent.
What did you fill out?
Okay.
I'll use Pigeon Forge as an example.
I think her voice is piercing.
It is. But I'll tell you that story.
Is this Mrs. Zazerjab?
Find out
her name
is.
Is your address?
Is your last name Jazrazab? Oh, you sound like somebody I know.
Okay.
But first, I just want to say I'm unemployed and have no income whatsoever.
All right, Mark. Well, you do have to make at least $50,000 a year for this particular
offer. She sounds less interested.
Are you kind of ragging me for being unemployed and not having any income?
Say that again?
Are you ragging me for being unemployed and having zero income?
No, I don't make $50,000 a year either. So.
Oh, so why? You're not even eligible.
I'm not even 25, so.
Hot.
How old are you?
I'll be 21 next
Ooh,
month.
Ask if she's hot.
Oh, my God. Are you hot?
I mean, duh.
Yeah. Nice.
Tell her she's called the podcast.
Wait.
I just want to let you know you've called you're on a live podcast right now.
Do what?
You're on a podcast right now.
Very cool.
That sounded insincere.
I'm sorry. I'm recorded, though, so you guys are being recorded, too.
Oh, well, oh. I figured as much.
Wow. Hey, we're even Steven. I thought we wanted to know how hot she is.
Yeah, so how hot are you, besides duh?
Well, I do value my job. Even though I don't make $50,000 a year, I do value my job.
How about this? My partner, Drew, will buy a vacation if you tell us how hot you are.
Ask her if she weighs less than 125.
Good night, and thank you for your time. Okay?
Do you weigh less than 125 pounds? This is Trump's America. These questions are allowed now.
Oh, my goodness. You guys are funny.
It's Trump's America.
Is that a yes?
How hot are you? It's Trump's America.
That's right. He is the president-elect.
Yes.
So, how much do you weigh?
So, well, you have a good rest of your night, Mark. Thank you for your time, okay?
Cold shower.
I think she was hot.
All right. We thought you were hot, by the way. Happy birthday.
You're so mature.
Bye.
She was still there.
Bye.
I just heard something piercing while the drop was running.
Are you still there? You're still connected.
Boy, that was a piercing voice.
I think you're right. I think she was hot, though.
She'd have to be like a 10 and a half to get past the piercing voice. I mean, can you imagine hearing that? Just that trebly sound in your ear all the time?
But what's funny is, so I've... I feel
you familiar with the term vocal fry, by the way?
Yeah, vocal fray.
Isn't that weird?
Isn't it weird?
Weird. Yeah. How many
Everything
girls have
question.
It?
Yeah, a lot of them do now for some reason.
It's so annoying.
It's kind of awful.
Don't people know when they're
awful? I think you do, but how do you change it?
Well, that thing at the end of everything.
Oh, yeah.
Beauty areas.
Yeah, no, I did fill something out at Bass Pro Shops, and I can't remember why I did it now.
I'm stunned that you
did stunned that. I did, too. But it's funny, because after you fill it out, it's like, then they try to sell you on the trip, and I go, wait, the thing I just signed, did I just sign up for you guys to call me all the time? And the lady admitted, yeah, and I'm like, can I have it back? It's too late at that point.
Wow. Well, at least they called her in the podcast. Make things interesting.
And yes, I cannot silence my phone. My phone's so old, I can't silence it anymore. It's just the switch on the side doesn't work.
What? You don't want one of those new sevens? Those new iPhone
I do.
Sevens?
I don't have any money.
Well, you'll have some money soon. Our donations are starting to come in.
Let's start a GoFundMe for a new iPhone 7.
Yeah, would we do better if we asked for specific things?
But then if that happens, no one's going to donate, because if that happens specifically for the iPhone 7, because then I won't get calls like that to do on the podcast.
That's true. I think people will think that we're putting three kids through college, too. You guys just want new phones?
Well, I'm putting probably more than three. I'm putting one. Jay, how many are you putting through? So, you know, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, times two.
I'll
figure out which variable is times two.
Well, get this. Joey put up Mark Patrick coming on Facebook. 600 likes already.
Oh, wow.
It's been 40 minutes.
That's great. Everybody remembers TC.
Yeah, I would think so. That's great, though. Very cool. I'm excited. I'm totally pumped.
I am, too. I love TC.
Hey, you know, since we were talking about sports, we might as well drop this in the sports bucket. The Cordell Stewart story, which has revealed so much we didn't know, but really adds so much to the story.
Yeah, he had a lawsuit against that guy who claimed he was his gay lover. He sued that guy.
Who is that guy, though? I don't remember someone claiming he was his gay lover. I don't remember that.
There was a viral video. I think it's on TMZ, if you can find it, Jay. The guy claimed he was Cordell's lover, and Cordell's like, well, no, I'm not. So he actually came out and said, okay, we weren't poo-pooing. But Cordell still sued him and won his lawsuit. More than a year ago, the former NFL star accused his name's Andrew Caldwell, of lying and destroying his image after this YouTube star claimed the two had hooked up.
YouTube star?
Yeah, some famous gay YouTube guy.
Wow.
Caldwell, this is my favorite line. Caldwell bragged to the Shake Up Morning Show last year, I had everything Portia got, Portia being Cordell's ex-wife.
Uh-huh.
I had everything Portia got. I had bags, purses, cars. I'm in a Jaguar now. Honey, you see that Jaguar over there? Implication that because him and Cordell are doing it, he bought him a Jaguar.
Hot.
So then he publicly retracted his accusations after being sued, and he just failed to appear in court. But this is the interesting thing we found out, is that Cordell's got a memoir coming out called Truth. And he said that the rumors about his sexuality was based on a rumor of lewd acts with a transvestite in 1998.
Well, now he's telling us all kinds of things we didn't even know.
Yeah, I didn't know that rumor was out there about a tranny.
Jay's about to spill. We've got the morning show. Is it the Shake Up?
The Shake Up Morning Show. Honey, you see that damn bar over there?
This is like long video, though.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, we might have to...
What 10 minutes?
What football players have you dated?
I dated plenty of football players. Who? I dated some in Atlanta.
Who in Atlanta?
Sounds like Cordell's type.
I dated, you know, Cordell.
Cordell. Who?
Yes, Cordell. That's Portia. And like I said, when I saw
really?
It on TV,
wait a minute. So you
wait
did you know Cordell was married to Portia?
I did know. I didn't know who until I started watching the show, and then when I watched the show, I was like, oh my god, no, she did not, because. I was that way too. When they broke up with me, I left and I started talking about them to people. And then they'll block your number and they'll try to stay away from you. Because when the money stopped and the bags and stuff stopped, I had everything that Porsche got. I had everything that everybody else had. Woo! I had bags, purses, cars. I'm in a Jaguar right now. Hey, honey, did you see that Jaguar over there?
Why did you stop talking to Cordell?
Why? It was only a one time thing.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Wait, why would he buy you a Jaguar for one
bullshit.
Time?
Bullshit.
I can tell right now this guy's full of crap.
I was like, oh my God, that's you. And we was at a bar. Mm-hmm. We was at a restaurant. Work. And I was like, oh my God, that's Cordell. And they was like, yeah, he's a football player. I was I like football players.
Ooh.
Wow.
Mm. So was Cordell your first football player?
No, I dated other football players too. I dated some of the Rams. So tell me, not a prostitute or whore now.
Yeah, sounds like it. Yeah,
nice audio, by the way.
Because I'm not going to pick other genders. I was not in. I was not a whore.
Isn't something really weird about a gay black guy? I don't know why.
Because
first of all, the black community does not accept it at all.
It's because it's not as
it's on the down low. Yeah. But when a black guy's really flaming, you just never see it.
More than anything, that guy's voice doesn't fit what he looks like.
No, not at all. Not at all.
He's kind of chunky. He's not terribly flamboyant in the looks department.
No, he's not hot.
No, God, no.
Cordell Stewart, not boo-foo this guy.
No, Cordell could do way better.
Definitely.
Much less buying him bags, purses, and a Jaguars for a one-night stand. Give me a break.
I mean, if Cordell...
give me a break.
If he's boo-fooing dudes, and I don't know that he is. He said he's not into... what did he say? I'm not into homophobic.
I don't do homophobic.
I don't do none of that. I don't know what that means.
I got to tell you, this guy and him have the same grammar, so maybe they could hit it off.
Yeah, maybe they hung out so much they talk alike. Look at that Jaguar there. Man, Cordell must have been so bummed.
Enough to sue him. I can't wait to read this book, though. I mean, I don't know if he's spilling about, you know, just having to deal with the rumors.
Well, no one has
been... I don't care about the Hail Mary in 94.
I know. Isn't it incredible, though, how long this guy's been basically accused of being gay, which isn't really fair in the first place. But, I mean, he's a pro football player. He's got this girlfriend, Phaedra. I don't know if he married her or not, but she's on the Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah. It wasn't Portia? I thought it was Portia.
Oh, is it Portia? Yeah. There's a chick on there named Phaedra, and I get it mixed up, but... anyway, he couldn't be doing more to try. I mean, he held a press conference to say he's not gay. Well, he held a team meeting with the Steelers. Imagine
that was
meeting.
The worst thing he could have done, though.
Yeah, because it basically said, wow, you're so gay, you have to have a meeting with 52 teammates to tell them you're not gay?
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm sure that's what a lot of players thought.
But it had just been out there for so long. I don't even know where it started.
Well, it's so accepted now, you would think he would just be like, if he was gay, he'd be out of the closet by now. Right?
Yeah. But then he has to, I mean, he's lied for so long. I mean, he's just stuck with
the lie. Society's changed.
Yeah. It is no big deal. I would think, honestly, there'll be a pro football player that's gay saying he's gay pretty soon. I don't know.
Haven't there been?
Pro football?
Well, I mean, besides the guy Dave Copay and...
The lineman, the Hawaiian lineman.
Oh, Ezra Tualo.
Ezra Tualo.
No, wasn't there someone more recent? Oh, maybe not.
I can't think of a current player who said he was gay. No. Other than the basketball player, the center, Collins.
Jason Collins.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know there's more just because of basic percentages.
The Bruce Springsteen story. Bruce's bike broke down, and these bikers bailed him out. Ends up going, treating him to a couple rounds of brewskis.
Pretty cool.
Brewskis. Bruce treating him to brewskis. Brucski. And were there four bikers?
Yeah, well, three and their new friend, Brewski.
And we think we got a number for one of these dudes?
Yep. Now, you would think, so if he just showed up to a bar with three guys, nobody would think that's Bruce Springsteen, right? They would just think it's four bikers, right?
He had a baseball hat on. I'm sure he had sunglasses, so.
Yeah. This first guy's name's Dan Berkelau. I saw him on Inside Edition, and he's getting crap from people because they're like, I would have left him by the side of the road and called authorities in like a week because he's a Hillary Clinton supporter.
Oh, come on. God! Stop it! Stop it!
How about the fact that it's another human helping out a human being?
How about the fact that he's American and he has a right to vote for whoever the fuck he wants to vote for? Come on, people. Jesus.
But he played her last show, her last gathering in Philadelphia, on the streets of Philadelphia.
You know, if it was just one guy that was ragging on him, but to just know that piles of people are jumping in saying the same thing, it's just so bad. It's the internet, though.
It doesn't matter what the topic is. Be a cute picture of a dog and people, that dog's fat.
I swear.
Yeah, look how people fat shame Mags.
Oh my God. Mags is taking so much shit. Is this Dan?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Hopefully.
I wonder if he had second thoughts because of his Hillary Clinton association.
I bet he was friends with Bruce now.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Was that the first one, second one or third one? Or just
not
the first
available.
One.
First one.
At the tone, please record your message.
The other ones, but...
When you have finished recording,
it's
you may hang up
Bruce
or press one for more options.
I don't know if you want to hit the road.
Hey, Dan, it's Drew and Mark. We're doing a show in Detroit, and we want to know if we could talk to you about your new buddy, Bruce Springsteen. Heard you and Bruce went out for some Bruce skis, B-R-U-C-S-K. That's good. Anyway, it's a once-in-a-lifetime story. We'd love to hear it. Thanks a lot.
Later.
Bye-bye.
He's probably hanging out with Bruce.
Bruce has a lot of kind of cool stories like this. He was on a motorcycle trip on Route 66.
Oh, really?
When I was in Phoenix, and he stopped at some dive bar, and there was a band playing. He ends up on stage with the band.
Ah.
Played, I think, four or five of his own songs with the band.
That's cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
I mean, even if all the songs suck, it's pretty cool.
And word spread. No, the songs were great because all Bruce Springsteen songs are great, of course. Word spread like wildfire. And, of course, within 10 minutes, the place was full.
Of course.
Amazing how that works.
You can't get out of there without signing a bunch of crap.
Yeah, probably not. And he was on this lengthy trip. You know, it was like a week-long motorcycle trip with a bunch of people. So they all got held up probably for hours while Bruce took every last selfie. Well, actually, that was mid-'80s when that happened, or late 80s. Ryan? Ryan!
The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
Keeping the story to themselves?
It's your friend Bruce.
What?
Por favor, intente de nuevo más tarde. Message 2. Switch 1-5-4.
Wow.
What? Huh? What's going on here?
The person you have called.
All right, yeah, we've heard it all before. We heard it all before. Beat it. Try the other one for Barkal, but Dan.
Yeah, we'll do.
Barkal Lounger.
Oh, I got three numbers for Dan.
Yeah.
And these guys are New Jerseyites, eh?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, Freehold, that's Bruce's.
Can't
hometown.
Bruce have a better bike, one that doesn't break down?
Yeah, no, what the hell is that?
Go buy a new bike, Springsteen.
It's funny, he in his book, he's actually very honest about his money.
Yeah. Well, you said before he was broke.
Yeah, and he made himself broke a couple times by spending a year in the studio.
So now he's so cheap, he's got a bike that breaks down all the time.
His Born in the USA tour, he basically made so much money that he could no longer make himself broke. There was almost nothing he could do to blow his money.
That's pretty cool.
Although, those guys always find something to do to blow their money. I'm convinced, honestly, in most of the stories I hear about athletes that lose their money, they invest in bad businesses with sort of circumstances where they basically take responsibility. They not only invest, they say, and I agree to accept, you know, all losses and, you know, I'm responsible for this, whatever it might be.
They don't know better.
No. No clue. And I'm just amazed that if these guys have counsel. Hello? Dan. Hey, is this Dan?
This is my friend Dan.
No, may I ask who's calling?
Yeah, it's Drew and Mark. We're calling from our radio show in Detroit. We thought you were a guy that was hanging out with Bruce Springsteen when his bike broke down.
He's not in right now. He might be home in like an hour or so. You want me to have him give you a call back when he gets in?
Yeah, that'd be great. Here, I'll give you a number.
Okay, you want to give me the number to give you a call back at?
Sure.
All right. Who's he asking for again?
Drew and Mark show. Either one of us.
The Drew and Mark show. Okay, got it.
Is he out hanging with Bruce right now?
I don't know if he's hanging out with Bruce right now. We'll have to see when he gets back if he's got another story for us.
Road driving around on their bikes.
Yeah.
Did you hear the story?
Of course I heard the story, yeah.
How cool
was
it?
Hey, we'll stop talking about it.
It's pretty cool, right?
It's very
sounded
cool.
Like it, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we'd love to talk to him.
All right, so I'll give you a call back as soon as he gets in.
Okay, thanks so much.
All right, have a good one, guys.
Okay, appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Apparently he's not allowed to share the story.
I was just reading more about the story. Bruce had a red handkerchief in his back pocket.
Oh, like the Born in the USA cover?
Yes.
Bruce so doesn't want to be identified.
Whenever he gets in trouble, I need some help. Get out the red
get
handkerchief.
Get out the red handkerchief.
In the back of his jeans.
The wife beater in the blue jeans.
So someone goes, hey, that guy looks like Bruce Springsteen. He's even got the red Oh, my God, it's Bruce Springsteen.
He's got Courtney Cox in a saddlebag.
That's not a joke. He had the red handkerchief in his back pocket.
Lordy, lordy.
Oh, Brewski. Okay.
So we're going to, I guess we'll get, sounds like we're going to get an account.
Eventually, yeah.
Maybe tomorrow. We'll see. There's so many things on the list here.
I'm dying over the idea that he would call himself Brewski.
Jodi Arias. What's the Jodi Arias story?
Yeah, she the murderer of Travis Alexander. Which
yeah, the trial that never ended.
On a side note, there was a stupid kicker story about Toblerone candies last week and how they're changing their shape. And all I could think about was her testimony about how after she blew Travis Alexander on the porch of his apartment, he threw Toblerone candies at her.
What the fuck was that? Who does that for someone who blows you?
Well, first off, I think the story's BS, like everything else she said. She's just trying to make him look like a callous jerk. But I could think of, well, at least it's a fancy candy.
Well, everything's kind of crazy here. First of all, the idea that someone would throw Toblerone chocolate at you after giving them a BJ is preposterous.
Sign of gratitude.
But then because they throw Toblerone candy at you, you kill them. That's a little bit of an overreaction, too. So everyone's overreacting here.
Oh, what a mastermind, too. She put the camera in the washing machine.
I forgot about that.
So anyway, you know, she's in maximum security prison right now.
Let's wrap it with Hernandez. Remember Hernandez broke his phone? He busted it into three pieces?
Oh, Aaron Hernandez.
Aaron Hernandez.
In his home security system. Yeah. But remember, he broke his phone in the parking lot of the police department.
Right.
Where there were cameras all over the place.
And they, of course, they can't possibly access those things without the physical phone.
I'm just going to read this story to you because I think the first line might make you laugh. Jodi Arias has been hard at work scrubbing toilets.
All right.
But the imprisoned murderer is getting docked 50% of her measly paycheck.
What? For what?
You know, prisoners don't make anything, and she's losing half of it.
God, what? Well, I mean, isn't it tough enough? She's in prison for life.
She owes. She owes
50 cents an hour, and they're cutting her down to 25 cents. For what?
Restitution. Oh. Travis Alexander's killer was recently at the job of porter in the Perryville prison, where she's spending life behind bars after slaying him. While she's cleaning the building, she earns a paltry 10 cents an hour.
Ah!
She's racked up 244 hours on the job since she started the janitorial work, and that amounts to $24.40. However, a source told us that told Radar Online that Arias was turning over half her salary to the Alexander family. Judge Sherry Stevens ordered Arias to pay the Alexanders $32,000 in restitution after the jury found her guilty of first degree murder. So they're taking
$32,000,
$12.20 away from her.
Oh my God!
For doing 244 hours of work,
and you got to figure the commissary is her only thrill left in life.
I know, and I don't know if you remember the story from a while ago of what she spends, what she buys at the commissary, but they included it in this article, which I always laughed because she was buying Beano.
Beano?
Yeah, the anti-gas pill.
What? She's got a gas problem?
Yeah, well, probably
nice,
because...
Nice murdering people and having a gas problem.
Well, she also buys cans of sardines. Maybe if you didn't buy the cans of sardines, you wouldn't need so much Beano.
Yeah, that's not a chick I want to take home to Mom. She murdered somebody, and she's got a really bad gas problem. Other than that, she's great.
She loves sardines. And apparently she has zits because she buys zit cream from the commissary.
What is she trying to attract, a lesbo lover?
Oh, I would think
kill somebody else.
I think she would take any, as sex crazy as she was, she'll take anything.
Yeah, she was pretty wild. I got to hand it to her.
Anything and everything.
And she told some great stories on the stand. I mean, about their sex life,
if they were true. Remember the one where he tied her up to the tree, which I think was total bull.
Well, that just bummed me out, though. You really want to bang a chick against a tree? Well,
the physics of it don't make much. It doesn't make much sense, right?
No, her back's going to be against the bark of a tree. Yeah. I mean, she's going to be going, this really isn't that great. Doesn't feel very good.
Arias was slapped with disciplinary violation after calling a guard a cock blocker.
I don't
remember that story. Yeah, she called the guard a cock blocker.
Wait, how's he blocking cock? She can't. She's not allowed to get in there.
His. He was blocking
his. Oh, he's blocking his own cock.
He saw.
Should there be a better term for that?
He saw a jar of Beano, a can of sardines, and zit cream sitting in her cell.
And the fact that she murdered the last guy she fucked.
Oh, he didn't care about that.
Maybe not.
I mean, she is in prison. She was punished with 180 days of non-contact visits.
You know,
she's allowed visits now. So if you want to go out there,
sure.
Stop it.
Love to.
Stop it. Thank you, President Trump.
With my brain,
$12.20. Here's the sad part. That's more than I'm making.
Jodi Arias, now you've got a paycheck coming. for at least $12.
Yeah, right now, she has more. Since August, she's had more income than I have.
Well, me too. She'd have to pay for her own cell.
Julie and I were driving, and you know, by 8 Mile in Woodward here, there's a lot of homeless people asking for money.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know I could do that. I could just sit out in a corner and ask for money all day. And she's like, really? I said, well, he is making more money than I did today.
Well, those guys, you know, watching, what's the show when they have these incredible heroin addicts and they confront them?
Yeah.
Intervention. Intervention.
Yep.
I was watching these people who are, and this is since I lost my job, who every day they go out and they beg for money for heroin. Mm-hmm. Their sign says, you know, our babies are hungry or something like that. Anyway, they get like $150 a piece every day. Mm-hmm. That's $300 a day. That's if they do it, they do it 7 days because they have to do heroin every day. So it's like $2,100 a week. They make over $100,000.
Maybe
and they're making six figures.
Maybe I should do it.
No, they don't have any health insurance, I guess.
Sounds so bad.
But still, $100,000. I don't think they spend it all on heroin.
I don't think they're too concerned about their health. I'm just guessing. Although, if they had health insurance, they'd get the needles.
Yeah, true.
There's the irony.
Anyway, this one episode I'm watching, this couple is, you know, it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and she had to go be at dinner at her mother's house at 7 o'clock, and they hadn't begged for money yet, and they had no heroin yet, and they had to get that all done and they lived in their car, and she had to get cleaned up to go to mommy's.
At least that part's efficient. I mean, they're in the car.
Yeah, true. True. Everything takes place in
one. Right there, yeah.
They don't have to get in the car from the house.
They don't have to go anywhere.
So, yeah. Anyway, so they went out there, and it took them till like 8 o'clock to beg for the money. Then she had to go get the heroin. She didn't get to her mom's house till like 10 o'clock. And it was like, oh, man, our car broke down. It's like, no, your car didn't break down. You had to get your heroin. What happened? What's wrong with your heroin connection?
Why would they show up at all if you're going to be that late?
She walked in like, hi, everybody. You know,
well, yeah, she's feeling great.
Yeah, she was happy.
But heroin or not, why would you bother showing up if you're that late?
Well, I didn't have a phone to call to say they were going to be late or that they wouldn't show up.
True.
So if she didn't show up, her mom would think she OD'd, I guess.
Call the police on their car home.
I hadn't thought about that. That is convenient living in a car, at least.
Yeah. I mean, you don't need much because you can't have much.
God, there's every
it's
time
not terribly comfortable to sleep in.
Every time I turn around, there's a new picture of somebody just whacked out in their car from heroin.
Oh yeah,
like with the needle still stuck in their
arm. I know, it's awful.
And why do people make such fucked up faces when they nod off from heroin? Why don't they just look like any sleeping person? They're always like,
It's almost like it's just a freeze frame of whatever they were, you know, collapsing. Freeze frame.
Yeah, they just look really.
I don't know.
I mean, it doesn't look very comfortable.
And there's always a kid in the back who's like,
yeah, no, always like a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old in the back seat, and they're always awake.
Awful.
The kid is always awake.
Awful.
Yeah. No, it's really grim.
Poor kids.
Yep.
No, that's grim.
Did you see that they were kind of calling that out as being unethical
to take the pictures?
Yeah, there's some
God damn it. I'm leaving the planet. I can't stand it anymore.
But if they're in public, you know, they're probably
they're zoned out on heroin. They've got a fucking needle sticking in their arm. They have no right to not have their picture taken.
I think you're talking about like the police departments that are using
it. Yes, yeah, exactly.
The thing I want to know is who owns the copyright for that photo?
Yeah. Guy that took it.
Yeah, no, I know. Can you sue the police department for using it for their ads?
Why don't they clean themselves up and take care of their fucking kids and worry about that?
Easier said than done, apparently.
Of course, I'm sure they're going, God, we get a lot of heroin off this lawsuit.
We have to beg for
money for months.
I thought just a stranger went up and took a picture, you know, saw these people passed out in a parking lot.
Well, some of them were strangers, I think.
Yeah. Well, they own the copyright to the photo.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Oh, so the stranger is pissing and moaning at the cops. Okay.
He should.
Well... You know, okay, whatever.
Just kidding.
Oh God, I'm getting a phone call. Why do people
stay alive
in the podcast?
Maybe it's that girl. She wants to see if you want to go to Pigeon Forge.
Philly wants to reveal her
weight.
Oh,
the hot girl from the trip?
She decided she wants to reveal her weight now.
I'm too old.
I don't know
why
she would have your phone.
No, she wouldn't, because I would never fill anything like that out.
I
never,
don't
never,
know
never.
Why I did. I must have been feeling lucky.
I think this unemployment is really affecting your behavior.
Oh, it absolutely is. So I have no time and too much time on my hands.
Did you take Char to the Bass Pro Shop?
I did. Why else would I be at a Bass Pro Shop?
I'm just wondering.
She likes to see the things there. And I do. You know what's funny? Bass Pro Shop's one of those places I go there and I'm like, I want to start fishing again. Things I used to do that I just don't do anymore. Like, I would love to go fishing, but I know I won't. Mm-hmm. I know I'm not going to buy all the equipment and go fishing, and I would love to. I would love to go fishing.
What, you really like fishing?
Oh, I used to love it.
Really?
Yeah.
Seems like you'd be way too impatient for that.
Well.
I mean, don't you sit there with your thing in the water and, I mean.
A little more skill to it than that.
It just seems so boring to me. I have almost no memories of my grandparents because my parents were old when I was born.
Mm-hmm.
So my grandparents were ancient. And they died when I was young. I mean, all my grandparents were just...
So your memory's fishing with them, right?
My grandfather took me fishing once, and I just remember he was not a social person at all.
Yeah.
And he just barely spoke at all. He was not a real talkative guy. He was a real successful guy, but he was
ironic.
Very quiet. Yeah, it was weird. Anyway, I don't even remember if any fish were caught. I just remember just thinking, baking in the sun. And probably wanting a Coke or something and just being totally bummed out for hours.
We had a woods behind our house, and there was a pond, and the pond was somebody stocked it. The rumor was always,
oh, stocked. That's not fishing. That's not real fishing, is it?
Right. There was no waiting around. But I like going on a boat and fishing. I don't know.
Wait, in a stocked area? Or?
Sure. Right? If I ever
hunt. That is such cheating. I can't believe people go fishing in stocked ponds.
If I ever hunt, I'm going to a game reserve. I don't want to sit in a blind all day.
What do these people do when they're in stocked fishing places all their life, and then all of a sudden someone takes them real fishing? They probably go, this sucks. Well,
okay, to that point, we were in, we took a trip to Alaska, and we did some salmon fishing out on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
Within the first 10 minutes, we caught, I think, one salmon each. Which is pretty sweet. It's like, oh, wow, it took like 10 minutes.
Probably stocked.
Not one goddamn salmon the rest of the day. I was furious.
Ooh, yeah, that would be a bummer, man.
And the guy just kept going, oh, it's so nice out there. Yeah, they're not biting. I'm like, that is such an old fish tail.
Hey, Drew, you're talking about how your grandfather didn't say much.
No, not much at all.
Did you have did the grandmother speak a lot then? Because you made me think about my grandparents.
Yeah, she was not afraid to open her pie hole.
Oh, so he just gave up.
Yeah, that's the same
situation. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Everybody was so quiet.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah, she was pretty blabbery. She was not real popular. Actually, that wasn't she was my step-grandmother.
Oh, yeah.
But I really only knew her, and she was the one that, I told you, was pretty successful. When he died, he left everything to her, and, of course, eventually everything would get to his two daughters, my mother and her sister.
Mm-hmm.
But she was entitled to 5% a year if she needed it from the estate. And, of course, she had her own money.
She always needed it, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, she needed it twice a year a few times. She took 10% a couple years.
What?
So,
is that the setup?
No, I know. But the bank, because she had a lot of money in the bank, because she had her own money, she was from a very wealthy family, they weren't going to mess with her. In fact, at some point, I think it was a relative on my aunt's side of the family actually inquired about the estate because she was trying to plan her life too and found this out and complained to the estate, and the estate was just like, yeah, fuck you. You know, what are you going to do about it?
Really?
Yeah. Because she had a lot of money. She had his money and her money. And
what happened when she passed? Did she have a lot of money when she passed, and where'd it go?
Okay, there was somebody who was like her her chauffeur, I think, chauffeur / assistant. She gave him a bunch of money.
Is this driving Miss Daisy all of a sudden?
Something like that. She was some ass kisser. And I don't know who else. I'm sure there were some relatives that got something, but basically the money that my mother and her sister were supposed to get.
Straight version of Scott Thorson.
Some grimmsnarl.
Yeah.
Anyway, before she died, she was dying. She offered the cabin, which was really valuable. They lived in a cabin that was worth like I think it was a couple million bucks. It might have been $3 million. She offered it. You know, is anybody interested in the cabin? And I think a couple people said, well, yeah, I'd be interested in it. You know, none of us live near there. But it was like, well, the price is, like, she offered to sell it to a family member before she died. Like, what a generous offer. She sold it and gave the money to charity. I swear to God. I swear to God.
Bitch.
I know.
Well, I mean, it's her money. She can do what she wants, but that's ridiculous.
A couple of my siblings were kind of downcast about it, like my brother chose. Mm-hmm. I can't believe she did that. I think people were hoping maybe some funds were coming around. And nope. And I swear, I just knew it because I remember a couple times people asked her to borrow money. I mean, like a small amount of money. And she wrote real shitty letters back like,
Oh my God.
You should save for a rainy day.
Well, you shouldn't take 10% when you're only allowed to take 5%.
Yeah, you fucking
idiot.
Cunt.
Wow. You would think because of that alone, it might hit her in her old age. Like, all right, I should give some of this back to these people.
I could go on about this bitch forever.
Your step grandmother? Is that what it was that we said?
Yeah, my step grandmother. Okay. Not even blood. When somebody in the family is getting divorced, and it was one of these things, you know, just bad marriage. Mm-hmm. And she was upset about it. She's like, she had this pseudo religious side. And she said something like, you need to watch Robert Shuler. You know, the glass house.
Farting,
yeah, the fucking TV televangelist.
Is he the farting preacher?
Yes.
Right?
Robert Tilton.
Oh, that's Tilton.
Oh, yeah, that's
but
right.
But Shuler was
the Glass Palace or whatever. Okay. Yeah.
You need to watch Robert Shuler.
Oh, yeah, watching a fucking televangelist on Sunday morning. Yeah, that's really going to patch up the marriage. Bitch!
Think of how much money she probably gave him.
Oh, well, yeah,
seed
good
money.
Point. No, she liked getting shit named after her.
Oh,
you know,
really?
Like wings of hospitals and...
Really?
Yeah.
Are they still named after her?
Well, yeah, I suppose. I mean, she's gone now. I mean, they can take it down. She'll never know the
difference.
Resell
it, yeah.
I'm not going to complain. I'd say, please do take it down. Fuck her. Yeah, we should. We have the entire family right there. That bitch should not have her name on anything. Not her fucking money. And she, but the ugliest part about it is, I think. Well, let's see how that story goes. I don't know. I'm talking out of school a little bit here. Not the part I just said. But anyway, bitch. Yeah, that was quite the deal.
Yeah, anybody's in the cabin.
I can't believe it.
Well, yeah, $2 million.
Not even
cash.
Not even a discount.
No, not even a discount.
Not even a 5% discount per year that she stole.
I know, it was terrible. So my mom and her sister ended up splitting. I mean, it was a significant amount of money. It was like $170,000, but when he died, he was a millionaire.
Wow.
And I don't know what she did with her own money. She probably put it in a big pile and burned it.
Wow, that's okay. There's.
She called all the banks. I want all my money now.
Just maniacally laughed as it burned. And then shot herself after it all burned.
And the fact that she was so religious, that's the part that just gets me. It's like, oh, what a great lesson they taught you in that church, you know, to give all your money away and fuck your family. Well, now, fuck my incompetent family.
Now, there's two things I need to ask when we stop recording. The buildings that are named. I just want to see what kind of buildings they are.
Zip story's a doozy.
I know.
Did she, have your grandfather do stuff like with my grandparents? My grandma was insistent on having a condo down in Florida, and my grandpa wanted nothing to do with it but just shut her up. He went along with it. But after she passed away, he, like, unloaded that condo, like, within a month, you know, kind of thing.
He died first, but I don't know how much he kowtowed to her. I think he saw her as some sort of miracle person that appeared in his life, you know, because he dumped... Yeah. My grandmother for her, and I don't know what she did. She might have been a humdinger in bed. I don't know.
Oh, gross!
I can't figure it out.
By the way, that is how he would have described it. She's quite the humdinger. She's real crackerjack.
I think that word. That's strange. When have I last said humdinger? What the fuck? What's wrong with me?
As a matter of fact, that was her best move. The humdinger.
I just can't imagine what other valuable, because there's nothing likable about her at all. I mean, she has no redeeming value.
It is so weird to think of your grandparents boning, but you know they did.
Well, when they got together, I think they were, they were probably young. I think they actually were in their 40s or something. So they're still boning up a storm.
You ever do that when you're out in public? You see like a couple, I mean, you're at dinner or whatever, and you're just like, oh my God, those two people are doing it. You know what I mean? Not necessarily like gross people or anything, but just like, oh, those people are probably wild in bed, and nobody, you would never suspect it.
Well, when you read about, every now and then you read about some guy, it's 85, you're like, oh yeah, we still do it once a week or something.
Ugh.
Wait, really?
Why?
How good is that?
Stop. I mean,
and how long does it take?
I don't know, it's just so weird to think about that. I don't want to think about it.
Next time you see a couple, the next couple you think, like you see, just think about how they're doing it.
I do not like this conversation
Which
at
way
all.
They're doing it.
What's our Scientology story?
Oh, man. Oh, well, that's kind of a money aspect. Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Apparently. Now, see, I thought this was kind of cheap, but there's a new story out there that he's given Scientology $10 million in hopes that he'll be allowed to survive in the church's secret underground New Mexico headquarters when the Armageddon arrives.
Now, what kind of place is this? Is it you know, some luxury yes. underground?
Yeah, the actor's deepest secrets are being kept by the controversial religions in an indestructible vault. Along with his secrets are those of John Travolta, Kirstie Alley, and other A-list members, which we always knew because of the auditing that they knew really, you know, kind of blackmailish type things about him, right?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think Cruise has ever been faced with that because Cruise has never even thought of leaving the church. They kiss his ass so much.
No, I would have thought he would have given more than $10 million.
I thought it was more than $10 million. You know, reading, oh, God, what's her name? Just left Scientology. Yep.
Got her new show.
And was told by...
Leah Remini.
Leah Remini, yeah. Mm-hmm. Leah Remini gave millions to Scientology.
Yeah.
And, in fact, at one point in the book, she talks about the fact that she had just given $1 million to Scientology, and they were telling her, you know, what a horrible person she was because she had brought J-Lo to Tom Cruise's wedding, and she had J-Lo, who was really uptight about it, she kept, you know, I want to be at your table. And they wanted her to sacrifice her to the wolves,
yeah,
you know, who would basically talk her into joining the church or do whatever the steps were in order to get her, you know, the celebrity center where they could, you know, brainwash her or whatever the hell they do to people. And because J-Lo kept saying, no, I want to sit with you, she would then say, no, look, I invited her. I'm not going to just, you know, ditch her at
the reception.
That was
really the breaking point, right? Wasn't
yeah,
it for
yeah. Tom Cruise would not greet her in the reception line because he'd already been told that, yeah, the J-Lo, the J-Lo program isn't working. Leah Remini's acting like an SP.
The J-Lo program.
Yeah, Project J-Lo is not working very well. Leah Remini's not helping.
Do they tell J-Lo, I think it's one of their big selling points about this Armageddon bunker where they keep all their secrets?
I don't know. I never heard about that. As much as I've seen about Scientology, the documentary Clear?
Yeah, you know, I think
about
okay,
it, did they?
Listen, I think this is the place. Do you remember, was it Going Clear where he showed up and it was like a desolate road and he said there's something beyond there? Do you remember that?
Not really.
I think that is this place.
Wow.
Like, I've seen somebody.
It's in New Mexico?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, what a perfect place for
and the vault's place located like in the middle of a remote desert, hundreds of miles from civilization. The area appears to be in a suburban. Oh, wait, maybe this isn't it. The area appears to be a suburban neighborhood, as houses cover it. Images obtained from a rogue drone also show bizarre crop circles carved in the landscape. A source claims the vault is an H-bomb-proof vault. It's protected by 3 5,000-pound stainless steel airlocks. Wild dogs and army-trained snipers guard it. Although the church has denied the story, an insider claims brainwashed servants prepare Scientology creator L. Ron Hubbard's favorite meals that are later thrown in the trash because he died 30 years ago.
What?
Every day they make him dinner.
Get the fuck out of here. Come on, that's so stupid.
LRH. In the salute.
You know LRH would want his meal made, whether he's here or not.
So they make
what if he
it.
Shows up? What if he comes back tonight?
I think that's the theory behind it. So
do they provide two meals for him, like they do for Miss Cabbage?
You know what? They probably just give him the meal Miss Cabbage turns down and say that's for L. Ron Hubbard.
Oh, my God. That's just nuts. I want to see this place.
There's one guy that has seen it that's the non-member. He's the former police chief of this city, Las Vegas, New Mexico. He described it as sinister and suspicious. Officials gave him a tour in the 90s. They were transferring writing, speeches, and videos. He said the vault's like a giant time capsule.
Oh, they were transferring writings and speeches?
Yeah. They told me all their scriptures are being kept there.
Oh, can you imagine them just hammering you with that crap over and over because you're in a fucking bunker and you can't get out?
He's like, I know when people are lying to me. I can tell from their body language and voice they were concealing something.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, it cost a billion.
Hey, you think this guy would spill to us what this place is like?
He's listed.
Let's talk to him.
You want to call him?
We're kind of wrapping.
Save it for later, yeah.
We should save it for later. Sooner or later. Yeah, let's do that. It's an hour 5, and we ran long on part 1.
Yeah. No, man, that was good. Plus, I want to hear these two stories.
Did you know Western Michigan is getting game day this
week? Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's really amazing. When's the last time a MAC team had game day?
My first thought was, wow, that's really cool. My second thought was, wow, there must be no other big games this weekend.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
I haven't even looked at the schedule for this week, and I couldn't tell you if there's a major matchup.
There's got to be a couple good games.
This could be the week that the SEC does their bye, and by bye I mean where they play slap teams, you know, nothing teams, which they do towards the end of the year.
A non-conference game?
Yeah.
Like Florida plays Florida State.
Well, no, it'd be
play late.
It'd be where Florida. This could be the week. I should just check it. But where Florida was going to play, like Savannah State, and LSU was going to play South Alabama, but because their game was canceled, they're playing at LSU now.
Okay.
I don't know if that's this weekend or not, but I'll look.
Well, there's that important Va-Tech Notre Dame tilt at Notre Dame.
That'll be a fun game. That'll be a good game.
Yeah. Well, they've never played at Notre Dame before, so I know they'll be fired up. What's Notre Dame's record now? 3-6 or something?
Well, they lost to
Navy,
and they beat up our Army pretty bad last weekend. Oh, U.S. Wait, here's, let me see. Week 12. I can't wait to see the playoff tomorrow. See where everybody's ranked. The playoffs come out, you know.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. There's really no games.
Where do you expect Michigan to be?
No, about 4 or 5. Probably 5, I think.
Who could sneak in the 4 that wasn't in there?
Ohio State will be 2, Louisville, or Clemson, I think, should still be through 3, and then probably Louisville 4th, Michigan 5th, and then Washington.
Who did Ohio State lose to again?
Penn State.
Oh, that's right.
But the way things have fallen, Michigan has beaten, but depending on where they're ranked, but would have beaten 3 top 10 teams, because Colorado should sneak into the top 10, and they beat, of course, Wisconsin and Penn State.
No, Michigan's in great shape. They just got to win the Ohio State game. Yeah, gonna win out.
Yeah, Florida's at LSU, so this is that weekend. But there's really, I don't even see any other matchups. Washington State at Colorado, which is a ranked matchup, but that's about it. That's a bunch of garbage this weekend, man.
Yeah, Western Michigan is just the chance to go to a place that's going nuts over their 10-0 team because they've probably never had a 10-0 team. The campus, every person on that campus will be at game day, so they know they'll go ape shit. It'll be good viewing. Whatever.
It doesn't matter where they are. Not really.
Is Western playing anybody?
Well, yeah. Well, are you playing anybody of stature? I don't know. I'm sure they.
Oh, they host Buffalo. Buffalo,
yeah. Boring.
Yeah, that's exciting.
But
Buffalo.
Here's the other aspect.
Tilt.
It is on ESPN. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that Buffalo, tells me everything I need to know.
Buffalo a whopping 2-8, with wins over Army and Akron.
Okay. All right. Tomorrow, excitement abounds. With Mark Patrick.
Wow, that's really cool.
And donors, I see we got donations during part 2 also.
Hey.
Thank you very much. Yeah. The donate button is at the top of the website, www.drewandmikepodcast.com. If you're on your mobile site, if you don't see the donate button, click on View Full Site. And hopefully, if you're waiting for the option to give a monthly amount, just hang in there. If it's not there now, we'll be there
shortly.
A couple days. Yeah. We've got time. Button's not going anywhere. We'll remove the button.
We got a month to do it, so if they're going to donate monthly. So
there you go. So, and thanks so many of you. I mean, we've had $500 donations, which, you know, I know we've got some well-to-do listeners, and I think that's fantastic that you want to see to keep. I mean, the coolest thing is people want the sucker to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much, and we'll hopefully. I thought it was really fun talking to Zip tonight.
That's great.
And Mark Patrick tomorrow. Trudio, I know, will have a lot to say about the early days as well. So tomorrow's the actual day, the 15th of November, and we'll keep it rolling. So in the meantime, we'll see ya.
Stop it.